Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've taken a shockingly low number of calls on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation.
What are we doing?
Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. You know, we'll take some calls after Ted Leonsis appears at 9 a.m.
Yeah, 9:20.
We'll just have to open up the phone lines, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. People are welcome to call in then.
I forgot Strom's walk-up song.
They can't do it now.
Well, Stromer. Oh, we got Stromer. Oh, okay. Now you can play it.
That's okay. Jimmy Eat World, Sweetness, or is it a different
Ditty?
The middle.
The middle.
All right, he's joining us right now, Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, quality and comfort Stromer can rely on. What's up, Dylan? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We are doing well.
Hey, Storm, real quick on the personal level, because we brought this up the other day. Do you live in Arlington? Arlington, Clarendon?
Yeah, Arlington, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the guys live in that area.
Yeah.
And we were one of our buddies took a picture of Patrick Corbin, who makes $20 million plus a year for the Nationals, mowing his own lawn, and I thought that was fine. Small piece of lawn, and Cakes is offended by that. You strike me as a guy who would mow your lawn. I don't know your lawn situation. Oh. Do you have a lawn? Do you mow it yourself?
Okay, hold on. Before you answer, I would like to bet on Dylan. I'm going to say there's no chance he mows his own grass here. Now, maybe when he goes back to where he lives in Canada, maybe he does that. But here, I'm going to guess.
Doesn't do it.
All right, $2. The $2 I won from you before. Yeah, I'll put a $2 on the line.
All right.
I've got Stromer. I don't know his lawn situation though, but if it's similar to like Patrick Corbin, where there's a small piece of lawn,
all right, if he doesn't have a lawn, backyard, it's a canceled bet. All right.
Yes, I'll say he mows his own lawn.
Stromer,
I at home in the summer, I have my own lawnmower and I mow my own grass. In Arlington, I have someone that comes over weekly when the time's right.
Get your $2.
Love that. Love to hear that.
How big is your lawn? Do you have like a sizable lawn?
It's big enough for like the dogs to play in. Like it's not huge, but it's I don't even know how. Like it's a decent sized yard.
But if you had to mow it yourself, it would take what? 30 minutes?
Not even that much.
Probably. That's a tiny lawn.
He's got better things to do with his time.
No, he just doesn't have a mower here.
Stromer, great win in Detroit. You led off the scoring. Would you agree that after you opened the scoring with that really nice snipe with under 3 minutes left in the second period, Was that one of the more improbable 1-0 leads for you guys this season? Because I was watching the game, and it didn't seem like there was much life to the offense at that point. And Charlie Lindgren was under assault in that game. Hmm. And he was just making save after save. And when you scored, I terrified my dog. I let out like a Ric Flair-like scream in my house. Like, were you surprised you guys were up 1-0 at the way that game unfolded into the second period?
I think the game last week against Carolina was probably a crazier 1-0 or 2-0 lead that we got out to as well. I think that's just, I don't know, like when you're in a game, like you're not really looking up at the shot totals, maybe after the period or whatever, but when you're in the game, it's kind of like, that one didn't feel as bad as Carolina. Like, it didn't feel like they had to fuck the whole game. Like, it didn't feel like they were just, like, attacking us constantly. I felt like a lot of the shots were from the outside. Like, Charlie made some great saves, yes. But I would say, like, against Carolina, I felt like, okay, we're not even touching the puck here. This is crazy. And we're up 2-0. Against Detroit, I still felt like we at least had the puck sometimes. We had, you know, some chances, and it wasn't like they were in our end every single shift. So I feel like, you know, when you're in a game and you're in that moment, it's kind of like, okay, let's just keep working. It's still 0-0. Let's keep grinding. Let's keep working away. And who knows what can happen. So, yeah, it's just funny how the game works sometimes. And you know, you just gotta keep playing. Whether the score is, you know, 0-0, 4-0 or whatever, hockey's a crazy game where anything can happen. And I've been a part of some crazy games. So for sure, just gotta keep playing.
How great did it feel when Ovi followed up your goal just about 2 or 2.5 minutes later, right before the end of the second period? He gets the really nice dish from TJ Oshie, who made his return after missing 4 games. It had to feel great going into the locker room, not up 1-0, but 2-0, as Ovi gets his 30th, 18 seasons now with 30 goals. Just another remarkable accomplishment by him.
Yeah, I think that's probably like my favorite part about this time of year. This is definitely the closest I've ever been to the playoffs, or the closest like playoff push I've ever been a part of. And you know, you're on the bench and like you're praying that somebody scores, because like, you know, you're yelling as loud as anyone in the whole rink. So when he scored, I just got off the ice, and McMichael jumped on, and I was, you know, screaming when he scored. So everyone was fired up, and it was a big goal. I didn't really realize until like last night when I watched the highlights that it was, or 2 nights ago, sorry, after the game, that it was like 7 seconds left in the period.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. So, you know, that's what I was saying. Kind of when you're in the moment of the game, you're kind of just like, you know, so jacked up, and you know, it's just it was a huge goal. Yeah, to go in the period 2-0 besides 1-0. I think with the way Chuck was playing, we knew that you know, it was going to be really tough for them to get 2 goals, especially 3 goals that period.
I felt bad for Lappy, who had a nice chance early in that game. He rang the post, and then the cameras from ESPN caught him on the bench, and he just had a look of disbelief on his face that the puck didn't go in, and he was definitely dropping some F-bombs while the camera was on him. And we had Coach Carbs on, and he talked about, you know, it's hard to score in the league. It's hard for young guys sometimes to convert those opportunities. How did he brush that off? I know it helps to get the win, but he had to be upset that he couldn't convert there early.
Yeah, I think anyone, like Carb said, I think anyone you know, that gets a chance, I think he had 2 open deaths in that game that you know, both didn't go in, and I think, you know, he's played, you know, 50 games now, and he knows, you know, how hard it is to score in the NHL. So when he gets those chances, I know he knows that he really wants to, you know, bear down and put those in. And he's a guy who cares a lot. He cares a lot about the Caps and about the team. And I think, you know, he's more frustrated that, you know, he didn't give us that 1-0 lead or you know, make it 2-0 at the time, or whatever time it was. So I think, yeah, it's frustrating, I'm sure. I think it's easy to brush off once you go back out there for the next shift and try not to let it affect you. But, you know, everyone wants to score. Everyone wants to be, you know, help the team win. And he's been playing great for us. So, you know, whether he's scoring or he's not scoring, I think when he's on the ice and he's doing his thing and controlling the puck, you know, it's huge for us, because like you said, when things aren't going our way and teams are, you know, kind of dominating us in the shots, it's huge to have guys that carry the puck and can kind of turn the tide for the game.
Talking to Cap center Dylan Strome, 27 goals, 38 assists on the season. So Buffalo, you just played them. They waxed you 6-2. We talked to Coach Carbs about this. You have to do something different. What do you expect to do differently to have success this time against Buffalo?
Well, we just can't give them the free offense. We were probably playing a little too loose last time when we were trying to take too many chances. I think, at this time of year, teams that are, they're obviously out of the playoffs, and teams that, aren't in the playoffs are going to take, going to play a little freer, going to play a little riskier. So, we just got to buckle down and stick to our game and not just give the free offense, either way. I think, last game we were just letting them get in the zone and do whatever they wanted and kind of just a little too easy. So, we got to buckle down all over the ice tonight and really, really not give them that free transition offense that we know they're looking for.
Stromberg, do you have any game day rituals besides, and I know this sounds creepy, that I know your nap schedule. I think you're slated for a 1:30 to about 3:30 nap today before the game against the Sabres. But do you have, we know that hockey players can be superstitious. Like, do you have any other like foods that you have to eat before you go on the ice, or, like ways you prepare, like as you suit up for the game, any other Stromer game day rituals we should know about?
Well, I definitely am superstitious, especially more this time of year. When we're on the road, we have like the omelet guy in the morning who makes us the omelets. I told you guys about that.
Jealous of that. What's your omelet order?
I'm actually a two sunny side up eggs kind of guy. Okay, with some hash browns and some bacon and some avocado. So that's my go-to in the morning.
And of course you have to have some carbs to dip. Like if you're sunny side up, you got the runny yolks, right? Like, or you're a non-carb guy.
I don't know. That's just my order. I just stick with that and I go with that. And then, I feel like that's kind of the main thing. Like we have the same thing for that's put out for breakfast, the same thing that's put out for lunch. So I feel like if there's one thing that I kind of do the same on game days, it's the food I eat. And then you got to decide if you want to skate or not skate for our morning skate on game days. Since we had a day off yesterday, we have to skate today. So there's tons of rituals and tons of superstitions, but I feel like the main one is, I think what I eat on game day would be the main one.
Speaking of what guys eat, I saw a picture of Ovi getting ready to go on the plane a couple days ago. I can't remember which game it was before. And he had a Subway footlong, and he also had, I found this a curious choice, he had a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Like, are you a Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy? Because I, like, my kids have
you
brought
You act
those.
Like that's an odd no, choice. No, it's pretty kids, popular.
I know they're popular, but my kids have brought them home, and I eat, like, two or three of them, and my mouth's on fire for, like, 2 hours. I don't know how you could even eat a small snack bag filled of those. Are you a Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy like Ovi clearly is?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. And I watch him eat those on the plane, and I'm even more not a Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy now.
He's scoring a bunch of goals, though, Stromer. He's scoring a bunch of goals. You might want to do it.
So, Stromer.
I know. Talk about superstitions. I think it's actually a six-inch sub and a Flamin' Hot Cheetos bag that he's been rocking with the second half of the year, and it's been working. So, I like
whatever he did in Dubai, man. It's worked.
That Dubai trip, man. He was riding on camels with his family.
All right.
More of that.
So, Stromer, all right, so tonight's a big game, obviously, for you guys. Just kind of looking around the schedule, Pittsburgh's hosting Detroit. So, obviously, those two teams are certainly in the mix. The Islanders, I think, are hosting. They're a pretty big favorite over maybe it's the Flyers? Who are the Islanders playing? I'm sorry. No, Canadians, sorry. So, like, what's the one team you think that you're kind of targeting to beat them out in the playoffs? Is it Pittsburgh, since you're technically still ahead of them? Is it the Islanders trying to catch them? How are you looking at those other teams in terms of the standings?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, you know, when we were in it, like maybe last time I talked to you guys, the Islanders weren't really, you know, that much in it. And then all of a sudden they go on a huge run and now they're ahead of us. It's tough. Like everyone kind of playing each other, like you just said. So mm-hmm. I would say that Detroit and Pittsburgh are the two teams. I think that obviously one of them is going to get 2 points tonight. So it's important for us to win today and stay ahead of them. I think we just got to take care of our own business. And I know if we do that, if we win our next four games, then we're in the playoffs. So that's a good feeling. I know we hold the, you know, we kind of hold our own destiny in our hands. So that's all you can ask for at this time of year.
All right, Stromer, good luck tonight against Buffalo. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, man.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good, guys.
See you later. All right,
brother. Dylan Strome brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. Coming up next, Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports, joins us here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.